This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. This week, BBC's NewsHour has been in Atlanta and on Wednesday broadcasting from the studios of 90.1 WABE. They've been getting Atlanta's take on everything from Obamacare to a new stadium to the proper regalia for tailgating at a football game. Tim Franks is the presenter of NewsHour, one of several presenters for NewsHour. He has been with us in our studios. Tim, good to have you.
Well, it's been an enormous pleasure. Thank you very much for having me here.
As you've been taking the temperature of folks here, including the governor, on Obamacare, how strange is it to hear this debate coming from a country where a single-payer system has been institutionalized for quite a while?
It's not just strange, it is phenomenally complicated for an outsider like me. I think the thing that I've been carrying with me all through this, though, and I hope we've told our listeners around the world, is that this feels like the most important single piece of domestic legislation that's going to come out of this administration across two terms, and indeed I read one newspaper saying that this is the single most important piece of social legislation in our lifetime. So, you know, it is immensely complex, it is immensely poisonous, the debate, but you get a sense that it's important.
I just want to read you something from Jack Staver, who's the chair of something called the Northwest Georgia 912 Project, and it opposes the Affordable Care Act. It opposes the advocacy for it from people like the AARP, American Association for Retired Persons. And he said it's not the government's responsibility to be the nanny. They're telling us everybody has to have health care. There are people who don't want health care. Then he says there shouldn't be a mandate from the government. This is why we got out of England.
I can think of a million good reasons why you got out of England, as he rather delightfully put it. But yes, I mean, it was very healthy and salutary for us to get the view from Atlanta. But, you know, that only goes so far because all roads do lead back to Washington, and the fight in Congress is really going to shape what here in Atlanta and across the United States is going to see in real terms.
Does your audience in Britain look at us and say, what are they talking about? What are they arguing about? Would you ever have heard something like what Mr. Staver said in the UK?
In the UK, there is, and anybody who's heard parliamentary debate will understand that there is knockabout stuff and there is furious political argument. One of the key things, though, that I often say to people in the UK, because of our common language, is that America is a foreign country as far as the UK is concerned. I think that there are a lot of misapprehensions in Britain especially, across Europe to an extent, but in Britain especially, about the US because of our common language and to an extent our common history before it was interrupted. And I think people are often sort of surprised and slightly hostile about what happens here in the US because there is not an understanding that this is a country with a rich and glorious history that has diverged very happily from Britain and the rest of the world for the last 230 years.
We've got just about a minute or two here. I'm going to make a hard turn to something I know you're interested in, which is sports. Had you ever seen anything like, and you come from a country where sports fans take it very seriously, but did you ever see anything like the tailgating at the Georgia Dome?
The tailgating at the Georgia Dome was a new thing for me, I have to say, but it was a glorious new thing. It was just such a warm, warm experience. I have to confess, I am a huge fan of American football. I have been since I was a teenager. And, you know, one of the great joys of my life was actually seeing Walter Payton's last home game in Chicago in I think it was in 1987. I really needed very little persuasion to go along to see the Falcons, who I'm mispronouncing, against the Rams on Sunday. But the prelude to all that, which was spending some quality time with tailgaters in a car park just by the stadium, that just added to me.
Girl, I can't wait to watch you deal.
This is Tailgate Central, and they love fun.
There's a strong smell of beer and meat and the strong ambient sound of music, and it's 11 in the morning, and it's because football matters.
Football matters, and when it comes to football, you need that. You need food, you need beer, and you need friends.
And you had the best guide in the world in our own Rose Scott.
She was wonderful. She failed to score me any free food or drink, for which I berated her.
Well, maybe next time. Tim Franks, presenter of NewsHour. Tim will be listening for you every afternoon, and your colleagues at the BBC. We thank you so much for visiting us.
It's been a huge pleasure, Dennis. Thanks very much.